Where are we in terms of adjuvant therapy? I know there's a major trial looking at these two agents. Can you talk about that study and where you think that's all heading?
Sure. There's a large intergroup trial led by ECOG that started a few months ago and has accrued a few hundred patients that randomizes kidney cancer patients who've had a nephrectomy who do not have metastatic disease but are at high risk for recurrence based on size, grade, lymph node involvement, et cetera, to a year of therapy with either placebo, sunitinib, or sorafenib. It's a blinded trial, so all the pills are matched. And the primary endpoint is disease-free survival. I believe the total accrual planned is about 1,300 or 1,400, somewhere in that range, which should take about an additional 3 to 3.5 years. And then it'll take quite some time after that, of course, for the recurrences to happen and the endpoint to be met. It was a natural trial to do once these agents demonstrated activity in the adjuvant setting. There's no trials that have ever convincingly demonstrated benefit to any approach in the adjuvant setting. So I think it makes sense. The risk-benefit profile is a little different, of course, because these people don't have metastatic disease. Many of them don't have disease at all, who are never destined to recur, and we're committing them to a year of potentially toxic therapy. So I think the benefit's going to have to be real, and the side effects are going to have to be acceptable for those drugs to make headway in that group of patients.
It's going to be really interesting to see, considering that it's blinded, what happens in terms of side effects. Any guesses or predictions in terms of what we're going to see, for example, in terms of dose modification or people having to drop off therapy between the two drugs?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think with the side effect profiles, you would think that you'd be able to tell who was getting placebo and who was getting at least one of the active drugs. And again, getting people through a year of therapy is no small feat, especially when, again, they don't have metastatic disease. They don't have perhaps the motivation, if you will, of having metastatic disease that's going to need treatment and going to get worse if they don't get treatment. So it'll be interesting to look at dropout rates and what's the average number of months that patients actually get. It won't be a year since that's the maximum. You know, it'll be interesting to see if it's closer to 6 or 9 months or something.
Yeah, it will be interesting. And there are not too many other examples of, you know, a year of oral therapy like that in the adjuvant setting. I guess one would be endocrine therapy of breast cancer, which most people seem to get through okay. Do you think it's going to be sort of more like that and that most people are going to be able to get through the year? Or do you think most people won't?
I don't know, actually. I mean, I don't give adjuvant therapy for breast cancer, but I think those drugs would probably be better tolerated than sunitinib or sorafenib on a daily basis, would be my sense. I would bet the median time on therapy would be closer to 9 months.
Interesting.
That's a total guess on my part, but I can't see the majority making it out to a year.
Right.